MSDN Television. Nachrichten für Entwickler.
Ansurfen hört sich geil an. Wir zeigen ja kaum Haut. Ich könnte mal wieder eine Frau einladen. Wann habe ich das letzte Mal eine Frau gehabt? Okay, wäre mal wieder notwendig. Ich bin runtergerutscht. Oh mein Gott, ich bin runtergerutscht. Ich sehe das rote Licht. Unter dem Mond. Ab geht's und auf die Post. Let's rock. Und los geht's. Herzlich willkommen zur hoffentlich vorerst letzten kalten Ausgabe von MSDN TV. Nachrichten für Entwickler. Dafür aber mit ein paar aufregenden Fast Facts of the Week und einem Interview mit Scott Hanselman. Visual Studio 2010 ist da. Inhaber einer MSDN Subscription können ab sofort die finalen englischsprachigen Versionen von Visual Studio 2010 in allen Editionen herunterladen. Die zugehörigen deutschsprachigen Ausgaben folgen Ende April. Kostenfreie Unterstützung zu Visual Studio 2010 finden Entwickler in den Visual Studio 2010 FAQs, den MSDN Foren, der MSDN Hotline und der MSDN Subscriber Hotline. Ein Thema, zwei Experten, fünf Termine. Unter dem Motto App geht's, einsteigen in die Windows Phone 7 Entwicklung, geht der MSDN Tech Talk im Juni wieder auf Vortragstour. Die Referenten Frank Prengel und Oliver Scheer zeigen dabei ausführlich, wie Mobile-Anwendungen auf der neuen Plattform aus .NET, Silverlight und XNA erstellt werden können. Unter dem Motto Make Web, Not War findet am 7. und 8. Juni 2010 das Microsoft Webcamp statt. Die weltweite kostenlose Webcam-Reihe richtet sich an alle Webentwickler, die die neuesten Technologien von Microsoft gerne kennenlernen würden. Auf der Agenda stehen unter anderem Microsoft Web Plattform, IIS, ASP.NET, MVC, Entity Framework und jQuery. Im Microsoft Download Center steht in deutschsprachiger Version das Service Pack 2 für Expression Web 3 zum Herunterladen bereit. Es bietet Super-Preview-Unterstützung für Firefox 3.6 sowie verbesserte Stabilität bei der Arbeit mit CSS, PHP und PDF-Dateien. Im Rahmen der kostenlosen Tech Talk Roadshow hat MSDN-Experte Tom Wendel demonstriert, was alles für Entwickler im neuen SharePoint 2010 steckt. Eine Aufzeichnung seines Vortrags ist jetzt im Tech Talk-Archiv abrufbar. Insgesamt mehr als 3 Stunden lang. Schwerpunkt sind die Einführung What the heck is SharePoint, das User Interface und eine Demonstration, wie man für SharePoint entwickelt. Heute im MSDN TV Interview Scott Hanselman, und Scott ist extra aus den USA da, und wir machen das Interview mal wieder auf Englisch. Scott, you're principal manager something for the DevDiv, is that correct? No, just tell me what's your job title?
Well, the technical job title is principal program manager lead, but there's lots of program managers at Microsoft. So, I mean, if someone says that they're a program manager in DevDiv, it's definitely different than being a program manager for DevDiv. But I actually work in a group called Server and Tools Online, STO. Mm-hmm. And STO does MSDN, the ASP.NET website, Silverlight.NET, basically anything online. So we think of ourselves kind of as online professors. So we're creating content, writing books, blog posts, samples, giving presentations, anything at all to spread the good word. It's a little different, though, from evangelism.
Okay.
Because, you know, DPE, developer platform evangelism, is a little bit more focused on... we're focused on creating... Our team, STO, is focused on content for educational purposes.
Okay.
We're not out trying to evangelize anything particularly.
But you are evangelizing, aren't you? You visit communities all around the world, is that right?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's... I mean, is a teacher who is teaching physics evangelizing physics?
Well, kind of. He's, evangelizing his interpretation of physics, isn't it?
Exactly, exactly. So the question is it his interpretation or the university's interpretation?
Yeah.
Sometimes I evangelize Microsoft products, sometimes I evangelize other things. But yes, most of the time Microsoft products, and that's why I work there.
Okay, you engage a lot with communities worldwide, is that right?
Yeah, I do the best I can. I think of myself kind of as the concierge for the community, kind of a customer advocate, right? If there's trouble, I want to see what I can do to fix it. So sometimes that's just hooking people up with the right groups.
Great. I like the word concierge for communities. That's great.
Yeah.
You're doing stuff like Hansel Minutes, a podcast, and a nerd dinner. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, so, well, Hanselman, it's actually, I have this podcast, and it's guaranteed not to waste your time. That's why we call it Hanselman. It's meant for a commute, so for, you know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes on the train when you're headed out to work. We just did our 200th episode, so that's once a week for almost 4 solid years. And it's, you know, it's changed a little bit. We have a lot more interviews. Before it was just me. I think it's better to have me interview. People don't want to listen to me all the time. And that's just something I've been doing on the side, actually. You know, I've only worked at Microsoft 2 years. So Hansel Minutes was something I did before, just kind of by myself.
Okay, that's cool.
And then the Nerd Dinner actually was started years ago by a guy named Jim Blizzard. And he lost the domain nerddinner.com. He used to host dinners at the local mall and the local food court. He lost the domain. It got taken by a squatter. And then I won it in an auction for $5, nerddinner.com. And then Scott Goo and I and Phil Hack, we were writing the book on ASP.NET MVC. And I said, let's make a Nerd Dinner application. We'll put it at nerddinner.com. So then me and Scott put together that free Nerd Dinner tutorial. So then we basically decided to give away half of the book for free. So the first half of our ASP.NET book is free. And now actually for Mix, myself and John Galloway are going to update Nerd Dinner with small URLs for Twitter and Facebook integration and OpenID and OData and all those kind of things.
That's a great story. I didn't know that about the auction. That's actually funny.
And it was $5, and I had to go to bed, and it was going to be at GMT. So I tweeted to a guy in England. I said, can you sit on this auction because I'm going to sleep and then wake me up tomorrow. And he bid on the auction for me, and he won Nerd Dinner back for $5. So I feel pretty good about that.
That's so great. So currently you are touring through Europe to visit different conferences?
Well, actually, Europe and Middle East and North Africa. After this, day after tomorrow, I'm going to Cairo. And then a couple days after that, I'll be in Dubai.
Wow. It's a life in progress, in change.
Well, I try to batch things up. I have 2 small children. I don't want to be away from them for very long. So, as much as I'd like to see Munich, I'm afraid that I've been here before, of course, but I certainly want to see my kids more. And then when they're older, I'll bring them back and we'll stay a week or two. But right now, my focus is, eat, sleep, fly, present, go home as fast as I can.
Go home as fast as you can. That's cool. Okay, I prepared something else, a little game we play in every interview we have on MSDN TV. It's called Bits to Byte. Can you imagine what that is?
Bits to Bytes? I have no idea.
Okay, I give you one word.
Okay.
And you... And you give me whatever. That would be great.
Yeah.
That would be, that would be great. If you want to, you can give me 8. But just say what springs to your mind.
Give me a word, and then I free associate, okay?
Yeah, okay. We start with overseas.
Overseas?
Yeah.
Far away.
Okay, great. Developers.
Developers. Community.
Fast food?
Fast food. Chipotle. You guys don't have Chipotle, do you?
No, we don't.
Do you have tacos in Munich? You have no Mexican food? There's no Mexicans in...
We have different salsa bars, but no
tapas.
One of them.
That's tapas. That's Spanish food. I want Mexicans. Where are the Mexicans in Germany? Chipotle is like McDonald's, but it sells only tacos.
We don't have that.
Sorry.
Next time I visit the U.S.
I had Subway this morning.
Yeah, I know. Right. Somebody told me from the community.
And they were upset I didn't have a bratwurst or a schnitzel or something.
No, I think that wasn't the point. I thought it was Ilka. He just wanted to invite you to have some real breakfast.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, the next one would be politics.
Stay out of it.
Great. Okay, and camping? Do you go ever with a tent camping outside?
No, I'm afraid that if I fall asleep on the couch downstairs in my house, that's camping. That's about the closest thing. The farthest away from my bed, I'm either at the Holiday Inn or I've fallen asleep on the couch. So yes, if I've rented a movie and I fall asleep with the blanket over me, that's my camping.
You don't like it, or what is it?
I'm not an outdoors person.
Okay.
Well, I hope my children will be outdoors, but not me.
So they will force you to be an outdoor person.
Exactly. I will go camping and fishing with my children.
That's great. Thank you to have you in MSDN TV. Thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Das war's auch schon wieder mit MSDN TV für heute. Ich bedanke mich fürs Ansurfen und bis in 2 Wochen. dann nehmen wir die. Die nehmen wir doch. Outtakes? Haben wir heute keine. Outro? Outro-Takes? Probieren wir es. Tschüss Mama, tschüss Papa. Das war Mama und Papa. Ich möchte der Jury danken für all die großartigen Worte, die sie verloren haben über die Arbeit von MSDN-TV.
Und an dieser Stelle möchte ich ganz besonders danken meinen Schwiegereltern und...
Den machen wir nochmal. Mami, Daddy, ich hab euch lieb.